We're talking about different ways that God used to heal and to deliver, amen? The leading of the Spirit, and I started last week sharing these things, and I said, as far as I can find in the Bible, about 11 different ways that God used to heal people. I want to share this with you because it works in my life, and God, ever since 1976, I have not had to visit any medical doctor in a hospital, or neither has my family, or we haven't had to take any kind of medication whatsoever. Been our physician. God wants to be your physician. God wants to be your provider. God wants to be your deliverer. Hallelujah. Tonight, He wants to minister to you. And I want to share what God has shown me so that God can help you in the same way because He's not a respecter of persons. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read from John chapter 9, verse 6. Praise God. Last week, I believe I shared Mark 7 and Mark 8. Praise God. John chapter 9, verse 6. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spit. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay and said unto him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, with this by interpretation, sense. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, this is he, others said, he is like him, but he said, I am he. Therefore said unto him, how were thine eyes opened? He answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed and I received sight. The Bible teaches us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Last week I shared how God told me to spit in a woman's eyes and God opened her eyes. How many churches in Dallas-Fort Worth, Sunday morning, that you would get in there, how many churches would get shocked if Jesus would minister the same way that he did here in John 9, verse 6? Make some clay, take dirt out of a pot, spit in the dirt, and make some clay and put on a member's eyes or a person in that church's eyes. How many people would believe that it was God? See how far the religious their establishment has gotten away from the gospel, gotten away from the real thing. I want you to know that God is real. God might use ways that He hasn't changed. Jesus hasn't changed. He might use the same way again. I don't know for sure. It doesn't say here if the man had eyeballs or not. But it's possible that he was without eyeballs. Do you know that Jesus was the one that made all things? And without Him, no things have been made except by Him? Jesus, Father used Jesus. Jesus took clay and He formed a man. And the Holy Ghost brought life to that man. And Jesus took clay here and put in the man's eyes. Maybe the man didn't have eyeballs, but the Creator created some eyeballs. The Creator is the same today. And He wants to give you eyeballs if you don't have an eyeballs. And if you have eyeballs and can't see, He wants to open your eyes. He is the same. It comes by the anointing of the Holy Spirit when God says it works. The Holy Ghost is the one that brings life to what God has spoken. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want you to realize that If we're going to have Jesus work the same works and greater works, we're going to have to humble ourselves and not say to God what he needs to do, but allow God to tell us and be prepared and willing to do anything that he might direct us to do. Praise the Lord. Not only did it make clay out of spit, or dirt and spit, make clay and put in his eyes, but he told him also to do something. And I'm sure he had to have somebody lead him there and go and wash his eyes. Wash and he could see. Praise the Lord. So, many times God will lead me to tell people to do things as they respond to the Holy Spirit, they receive a healing. I want you to realize that, hallelujah, that God wants to do something for you tonight. I want you to realize and start praising God and believing God right now. Don't just sit there and listen like you listen to everything else. I want you to open your heart for the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can direct you and deliver you tonight. Isaiah 61 says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek, to praise God. And that's what God has anointed me to do. Praise God. He has anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. Praise the Lord, to open the prison doors. God wants to open your prison doors tonight. He wants to open the way, make a way out of that bondage. But you have to be willing. You have to start praising him. And you have to expect something to happen. Praise God. And God will do it. Amen. Because he has not changed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We read many accounts in the Bible how God heals people and delivers them. And I'm going to show you. This was the by spitting was number one. Amen. And I know some people, religious people out there, the devil is going haywire in you. You're getting all furious. What kind of preaching is this? What I tell you is the Bible. That's what it is. And what you need to do is get rid of that pride, amen, and all those religious demons and start believing in the Word of God so you don't have to run to the doctor all the time. But I have something. I'm an example. I can prove by my life that it works to believe God. I can prove it by my life. James 2:24 says, I will show thee my faith by my works. I'm going to tell you something, that I will never die in cancer. Neither is the devil going to kill me. Because by the grace of God, as long as I am relying on God and walking humbly before him, God will sustain me. He wants to deliver you, but you got to put all your eggs in one basket. You got to put all your eggs in his basket. And not just give him one or two and then keep the rest for yourself or give him to somebody else. Now, God is not against medical doctors. I want you to know that. He is not against any man or any woman. He wants them to believe in him. Medical science uses natural means to help people and relieve them of pain and help them. Anything that helps people is a blessing. But it's not by the Holy Spirit. It's not by the Holy Spirit. It's by natural ways. I'm going to show you how you can receive it by the Holy Spirit and how the Bible teaches us different ways that the anointing uses. Because it's the Holy Spirit that uses these different ways to bring deliverance and to quicken the Word of God, that by His stripes you were already healed. Amen. Hallelujah. We read, we can read in 2 Kings 5. We are gone into now to obedience, healing through obedience. 2 Kings, praise the Lord, if I can find it. Praise God. 2 Kings 5, amen. We'll read here about Naaman. a captain of host of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man. Let me read from verse 1. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Praise God. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captivity out of the land of Israel, a little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go and I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now when this letter is come unto thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman my servant to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel had read the letter, that he rent his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man doth send unto me to recover a man of his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. You know, Elijah, he knew what he was, he knew what he had. If you have power with God, if you have power of the devil, you know it in your heart. That's what faith is all about. Praise God. And it will work. So Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan, 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Can you see here what God did through Elijah? Can you imagine a government official coming from another country to Israel to be cured of leprosy, and bringing a lot of silver, a lot of gold and raiments, and expecting to receive a healing from God? Can you see the way the Holy Ghost operated here through Elisha? Elisha knew that he had power over the leprosy, but only as he was led by the Holy Spirit. He knew that there was healing for this man, but only as the man would meet the conditions set by God. Amen? So here he comes, and he expects something, but God doesn't give him what he expects. That is, God didn't tell Elijah to go out and do all these things that Naaman expected. But God told Elijah just not even meet the man, not even talk to him, not even anoint him with oil, not even ask him to come up in the prayer line. God told him to speak to his servant, and his servant would give him a message. Can you imagine this government official, how humiliating it was? He expected Elijah to come out and greet him. God didn't do that. You know what God did? God humbled him. But before he humbled himself, what happened? He was wroth. He was mad. He got angry. He expected a certain thing, But it didn't come, it didn't happen that way. A lot of you that are watching the program tonight, you expect God to fill you with the Holy Ghost in a certain way. You expect God to heal you through a certain minister or through a certain ministry. You expect God to do it in a certain way, but it didn't happen. It didn't work, and you're still sick. You know why it didn't work? Because it wasn't by the Spirit. It wasn't by the Holy Ghost. What you have to do is what Naaman finally did. Don't only get mad. Don't get mad with God. So many people are mad with God. They're angry. They're bitter. They don't want to admit it, but they're angry with God because God doesn't heal them, because they are sick. It is not God's fault that they're sick. It's not God's fault that you're suffering tonight. It's not God's fault. God has provided healing. God has provided deliverance. But you will not receive it except by the Spirit. By the leading of the Holy Spirit. You don't have no conditions to tell God what to do. He will do whatever He pleases. You have to humble yourself. Can you expect President Reagan coming to Dallas to get healed from cancer or whatever? And we pray for the President of the United States of America that he stays well. We pray for the country and for the government officials. Amen. Can you imagine somebody in high office coming here and coming to a man or a woman of God in Dallas, and God will tell them to go and dip themselves 7 times in the Trinity River? That will go over real well, wouldn't it? They will really appreciate that. See how far away people have gotten from the real gospel. There's something artificial, plastic about the Christians that hinders the Holy Spirit. It's demon spirits. God is real, and God humbles people. And when you humble yourself, God can do something for you. If you resist and refuse to humble yourself, God will resist you, the Bible says. Amen? So Naaman, he thought, well, he had rivers where he came from, better than all the waters of Israel. May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in a rage. Are you mad with God tonight? You need to repent from pride. You need to humble yourself and believe the word of God. And God will do what he did for Naaman. He will do it for you. We're talking about obedience now. One of the 11 ways that God heals. Praise the Lord. Verse 13, 2 Kings 5:13. And his servant came near and spake unto him and said, My father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he saith to thee, Wash and be clean. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan. Praise God. According to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Praise the Lord. See, when the Holy Ghost gets our attention, when the Holy Spirit has his way, something will take place. The anointing of the Holy Spirit will break the yoke. Will break that yoke that is hindering the Word of God to become a reality in your life. Hallelujah! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! Praise God! So many people that think that they believe, but they do not prove it in their lives. People, they, you know, first, something happened in their lives, and I'm not putting anybody down. I'm just pointing out to you and trying to open your eyes and help you here and to minister the things that God has given me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, because it's nothing but the Lord. It's only God that can do these things. Only God can cause a person to be healed from leprosy when they dip themselves 7 times in water. Amen. Praise God. Only God can cause people to be healed from a paralyzed leg that is too short when you hold them upside down. Amen. Praise God. God does whatever he wants to. Praise the Lord. And you got to humble yourself and believe in the Word of God. You know, that believe. So many people say, well, they believe and then something happens and they run to the doctor and they have the operation. And I'm not putting the doctor down. I'm saying if you don't have faith, you better go to the doctor. But you can come to a place when you don't have to go to the doctor, but you can rely completely on Jesus, and he will heal you every time and sustain you from every sickness and every disease. But they walk to the doctor and they have the operation, they get sewed up, and they get some whatever it is that they need, and then they start praying, you know, and see, their faith doesn't work, but because they have to rely on something else, they have to turn to the arm of flesh. And then after that, then they start talking about how God healed them. Well, I got a better way. When the devil strikes, and God forbid that it does, you don't have to go to any medical doctor. You can rely on Jesus, and you will immediately be healed according to your faith. You can develop your faith by believing God for small things, even when you have a cut in your hand or in your finger. You can believe God, and God will heal you. You can believe God when the headache comes against you. You can believe God for that, and then if the cancer tries to come against your body, you can believe God, and it has to flee. Hallelujah. I have a better way. You can believe God before. Hallelujah. And not trying to explain and make it spiritual when you have not received anything supernatural. Is only the arm of the flesh. I have seen people being healed from broken off legs. I mean, the pipes were sticking out. And they were instantly healed by the Holy Spirit's power. If you get a cut and it's deep, God can heal that. I want you to start honoring God and believing God. If you are missing a part in your body, if you are lacking a finger, or you've been amputated somewhere in your body, God heals the maimed through his son Jesus Christ. You know, healing's been preached in unbelief. But we need to believe God all the way. We need to start showing where our lives, God. And I have a heart for people that suffer. I mean, I get so mad with the devil. And God wants to do something for you tonight. This is one of the ways that God uses by his Spirit to heal the sick, obedience, and act. And I'm going to pray tonight for you. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to believe God. And God will give you instruction to do something. He wants you to start listening if you're deaf. If you're deaf in one ear, he will start listening with that ear. If you can't see very good in one eye, he wants you to start seeing. If you can't walk very well, he wants you to start walking. After we pray and believe God, he wants you to act on your faith. Hallelujah. Faith is a verb. It's something that you do, praise God. And if you don't do it, you're denying your faith with your works because you don't have any. Amen? Praise God. God is merciful. I just want to take the healing message and take the dust off of it and bring it and just bring it back to the Bible and show you that these things are real and they really, really work. And I tell you that by the grace of God, and I believe God for that, that I, since, like I said, since 1976, the devil tried to kill me several times, but God has sustained me, and my family has sustained. He has attacked us several times, but God has sustained us and delivered us every time. And if it works for me and my family, it'll work for you. God is not a respected person. You just have to start acting in faith. I had to sing one time when I was sick. I was attacked by the devil. I didn't say I was sick. I didn't confess it, but I had all the symptoms in my body. I had to sing, and I developed a scar in my voice, in my vocal cord. I want you to know that God completely removed that scar. If you have a scar, God wants to remove that by his Holy Spirit. If you have Whatever problem you have now, God wants to do something for you. I want to get faith up right now. I'm going to play something for you on the piano, and then I'm going to pray for you and we'll minister to you. Call in on the prayer line in the name of Jesus and be healed tonight. Be delivered tonight. Receive Jesus as your Savior tonight and your deliverer. And just give Him praise and glory and honor right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.